various types of content you want to create. But how in the world can you possibly share it in multiple places in so many ways? Won't your audience get sick of hearing about it? The answer is a very loud no. They won't, if you do things the right way. We're going to be spending this whole lesson strategizing your content plan. I'll be sharing the basics of getting your content distributed properly. I'll explain how to create a plan and keep so many moving parts organized. I'll share a secret that successful entrepreneurs use to keep content flowing from their channels regularly. And I'll talk about what to do if your content plan is just not getting you any traction. The first thing you need to do is figure out all the channels you want to use to share your content. Is it your email list, plus Instagram, plus Facebook? Or do you have a presence on Pinterest and YouTube? What's going on with your Twitter feed these days? We'll cover social media in an upcoming lesson, but you need to be thinking through all of the channels you absolutely want to build and have the bandwidth to do so. These are the channels you'll include in your content plan. Plus, the channels you choose to share your content on will also influence the types and formats of content you create, as well as the length and style of each content piece. A great way to structure your content plan is to make it very formulaic. So, for example, maybe you share a favorite recipe on Mondays and blog post every Wednesday. Or maybe you cover a personal transformation story every Tuesday and a video every Thursday, and you create a weekly wrap-up of your favorite Amazon buys on Sundays. It all comes back to bandwidth. What do you have the time for and resources to keep up with? Maybe you have the bandwidth for one Instagram post a day, maybe two stories a day, a Facebook post three times a week, two newsletters to your audience per week, and a new pin every Sunday. This is not a one-size-fits-all at all. Figure out what works for you, making sure you can deliver a very consistent release schedule to your audience on each of your channels. Before we get too far into content creation and organization tips, we need to talk about the fact that while you may have a lot of great ideas, some of them just aren't relevant, probably. Before you spend time creating a blog, social media posts, videos, or podcasts about a topic, you need to really think about whether or not your audience cares about it. You can and should also do some simple Google searches to see whether people are already writing about a certain topic and whether there is another angle you can write from. After all, you don't want to sound like everyone else. You're you. You want your content to be unique to your brand. But we'll talk more about copywriting later. As far as getting organized, there's nothing like an old school spreadsheet. We've included a sample one you can use for your own purposes or even just as a reference if you prefer to build your own. Putting your content together in a place that is easily editable is also key. After all, things change and your content plan really needs to be nimble like you. If you prefer fancier software to manage your calendar, we've also included a list of resources with this lesson that might really work for you. The bottom line is that your content plan should not live in your head. Get it on paper, or on the computer at least, so you can see what's coming up, what holes you need to fill, and what you wrote a few months ago if you're in need of some inspiration or fresh ideas. Let's talk about the power of themes. A common way to organize your content ideas is to create main themes or high-level categories for each month. Without diving deep into SEO, one way to come up with monthly themes is to do some basic keyword research for your business. Find out what questions people are asking Google that are relevant to your services. So the keywords and phrases that people are searching for are the ones you want to build your themes around. You can use online tools to help you figure out which keywords are best for you. And we've also shared a list of them also in the handouts that go along with this lesson, so don't forget those either. Once you've chosen your monthly or bi-monthly, quarterly, weekly, whatever, themes, you can create content around that theme. For example, maybe you cover goal setting in January, so all of your social posts, blog posts, videos, podcasts, etc., will be centered around the same theme of setting goals. So in January, you might choose to write a blog about why people don't stick to their New Year's resolutions and how to set more realistic goals. You may complement that blog with a few social media posts with short and sweet tips from the blog and link to your blog each time. At the same time, you may want to create a short video or podcast about setting goals. And then you also want to encourage listeners to read your blog post. You could even go so far as to offer a free consultation on goal setting during the month of January for anyone who starts working with you during that month. Do you see how the overarching theme connects with all the different types of content that gets shared across the different digital channels? You don't have to have it all planned down to the minute, but monthly themes can help you organize all of your content ideas into neat little buckets that you can pull from throughout the month and then all year long also. We'll cover your social media strategy soon, I promise. But in this lesson, I want to focus on using it to distribute your content strategically. And if one word describes this point, it would be bulk. Each time we write an article, we post it on Facebook, but not just once. A huge time saver is to also bulk post it once a month for the entire year, all at one time. Each post gets a fresh headline, but spending an extra 10 minutes in order to keep the content flowing all year long is absolutely worth it. As we build up this library of scheduled content over time, it also allows us to make sure we have plenty going out at all times, especially when we're knee deep in another project and might not have time for something new to post that day. The same idea goes for other social channels. There are some really powerful apps out there, and many of them offer free or freemium pricing options. There are tools that allow you to bulk post everything you need for the week, month, or even the year. I really sound like friends there. So a great practice is to block out half a day on your calendar at the beginning of the week and execute your social media plan. Or maybe it's 1 hour a day with each new channel each day. If you don't plan out your social media, your life is quickly going to be consumed with everything you haven't done for social. You'll lose consistency and your social media plan fails. Finally, let's talk about taking a breath from all your hard work and analyzing if any of it is working. Once a week, you should reflect on the previous week and assess what's going on in your content. Did something earn you more followers than normal on Instagram? Did you get a huge spike in traffic to Tuesday's article? Did you strike a chord with Monday's controversial Facebook post, which garnered a ton of positive engagement on your page? Taking the time to stop and learn how your audience is reacting is imperative to your success. Take what you learn each week and then apply it to the next week. You gotta stay on your toes here. Tweak your formula until you find the sweet spot and then distribute your content accordingly. So we covered the need to have a solid content plan in place and the various resources to create this. We talked about the importance of distributing your content multiple times to increase the longevity of any piece of content you put out there. And we shared the importance of taking a step back to analyze all of that hard work and then, of course, to pivot accordingly if you need to. Don't let content overwhelm you. It might feel like this is a lot at first, but soon after you get into it and you get into your groove, it's really going to be a piece of cake or an apple. Sorry, had to. I'll see you in the next video.